We're just drinking margaritas at the mall. That's what this stuff adds up to after all. Magenta, orange, acid green, peacock blue and burgundy. Drinking margaritas at the mall. Standing in the shadow of the signpost on the road, 50 gates of understanding, 49 are closed. Yes, I guess this time I really hit that number on the nose. What I'd give for an hour with the power on the throne. How long can the world go on under such a subtle guise? Just drinking margaritas at the mall. This happy hour's got us by the ball. Magenta, orange, acid green, peacock blue and burgundy. Drinking margaritas at the mall. Drinking margaritas at the mall. Drinking margaritas at the mall.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 49. I am your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Purple Mountains. That song is called Margaritas at the Mall, and it's on the band's single self-titled record that came out July 12th on Drag City Records. Purple Mountains was the project of David Berman, who sadly took his own life last week. It leaves a big hole in a lot of people's hearts, and the least of which is probably his fans, and I do count myself as one of them. He is probably one of my top 10 favorite songwriters of all time, and he had an incredible way with words, whether in song or on a written page as a poet. If you're not familiar with his work in Silver Jews, go buy the records. There's not many of them, and you'll want them all. I just don't know what else to say there. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. We're going to continue on, because that's what we do, and we're going to do it with some other excellent songwriters and excellent music. This is Empty Moon with the track 500 Friends.
Well, I've been meaning to call you back, but my phone's almost dead and his ears go fast, and I can't write fast enough to capture the past. Just because you call doesn't mean you care. On your balcony in your underwear, wishing you had someone to share your last cigarette. But your next door neighbor talks about himself like there's nothing else for you to talk about, and he can't read the signs that you're bored out of your mind. And your new roommate, she's a basket case, always showing up with a twisted face. She used to be fine, all she ever does is cry. And your dating app is filled with sociopaths, and one of them fell through the cracks. You dated 3 months, now you don't even know why. But that won't ever happen again, and your mom, she just doesn't understand. Her advice has always been to run and hide. So you got a tattoo of a tidal wave, now you're back at the bars playing guess my age, and your friends your age are playing guess how much I make. Yeah, they're both pretty boring games. When you're guessing wrong, I guess it's all the same. And voices as the shadows swim and the noise machine makes the sound of the ocean. We're hoping that the world doesn't end, drinking coffee with St. Brendan's, and my love for them is calm and endless. So I got a tattoo of a coral snake, trying not to make the same mistakes. Can't help but think, would you recognize me now? And why would you go back after you just escaped now? Real is real and fake is fake. Felt nothing as I deactivate my account. And now I know how it can end. No one really has 500 friends, and watching her grow up like that just doesn't count. And I love something else. Oh, I thought you knew. 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 Here's another one that starts.
That continued with a couple of other excellent songwriters, starting off there with Brandon Hangauer and his Empty Moon project. The song is called 500 Friends. It's on his cheekily titled new album, Empty Moon, The Empty Moon Story, that came out just a couple weeks ago, July 26th, on High Dive Records. Brandon has returned to the area after a stint in Oakland, and proud to have him back in Kansas City now. And then after that, we heard from James Kilpatrick, better known as Shotgun Jimmy, with the song The New Sincerity. That's on his new album, Transistor Sister 2, which just came out last week, August 2nd, on his own You've Changed Records. He is based out of Toronto. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. More music, though. That's what you're here for. This is Gimp Fist with the track, The Fight in You.
I remember when you were at school. You're not in trouble, breaking all the rules. Yeah.
there still a chance? Do I have a chance? Do we have a chance? Oh, oh. Is there still a chance? Do I have a chance? Do we have a chance? Oh, oh. Is there still a chance? Do I have a chance? Do we have a chance?
That lighten the mood any, but we can hope. We just heard from the Regrets from Los Angeles. The track is called More Than a Month, and it's on the band's brand new album, How Do You Love, which came out August 9th on Warner Brothers Records. As you can expect, it's a little shiny, it's a little pop, it's a little overproduced, but I don't know. There's still a little bit of bite there, and I'm still a fan, I think. Before that, we heard from another LA band, the Coolies, with the track Uh-Oh on the cheekily titled EP, Uh-Oh, It's the Coolies. That came out July 19th on Wicked Cool Records. And of course, you recognize the voice on that one. That is Kim Shattuck, formerly of the Muffs. She's got Melody from the Muffs with her and Pam from, oh, some other band. I don't know, but they're a great trio. And I'm hoping there's lots more to come from where that EP sprung. And then we started things off with Gimp Fist from Durham in the UK. The track is The Fight in You, and the album is called Blood. Came out July 26th on Sunny Bastards Records. I think that's a German label. I don't think it's even coming out in the U.S., at least not yet. But you can get it online on Bandcamp. That's where I found it. It's a good album. If you like that track, you're going to like that album because pretty much every song sounds exactly the same. Lots of anthems, lots of choruses, and of course they're going to drop out the instruments just so you can sing that chorus one time through with all the fans. Anyway, I'm running out of time, or running out of music, I guess. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 489. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Not much new on the website. I've just not been around. I haven't been back to Kansas City in a month, but I'll be back there in about a week, I guess. In the meantime, I'm looking forward to some of the shows that are happening out there and seeing what I can catch. On the 14th, Pinback will be at the Record Bar. On the 16th, Hank Von Hell will be at the Riot Room. On the 22nd, Employer has a great show coming up at the Rhino. Black Flag is playing at the venue which shall be not named on the 26th. On the 30th, Le Grand is playing at the Mini Bar. Now, that's going to be a good lineup with a couple other really good bands. Faya is playing September 2nd at the Riot Room. On the 8th, Teenage Bottle Rocket at Riot Room. Gruff Reefs at the Record Bar on the 10th. On the 13th, American Football is at the Granada. On the 15th, Sidekicks are at Reno. Also, Skating Polly is at the Replay. On the next day, Hatchie is playing at the Record Bar. That could be an interesting show, I think. On the 23rd, Baby Metal at the Uptown. And the 25th, Fruit Bats at the Record Bar. And then we're dipping into October, and we don't need to talk about that yet. So anyway, one last track for you here. It's a track by Jawbox. One of the reasons I haven't been home in so many weeks is because instead of coming home from work, I flew out to Chicago to catch one of the Jawbox reunion shows, and it was totally worth it. But it reminded me that I do not have, or at that time did not have, the band's first album, Grip, even though I was a big fan of that album, and mostly because I was dating a gal who was very much into just, you know, commercial alternative music, and she had that one Jawbox CD, and I thought it was so weird she had that, but I always played it at her house, and so I listened to that album a lot there, and so I went and picked that up after the show, because that's how the podcast works. So I'm going to play a track from that. This is from the band's album Grip that came out in 1991 on Discord Records. The track I'm going to play is called Impossible Figure, and we're going to end it here with Jawbox. Thank you very much, everyone. We'll talk again next week. Take care of yourselves.
To a crawl.